Information for Salvagene Premium clients in Europe. EU likely to begin vaccine rollout on the 27th of December. The first COVID-19 vaccine in the Western world, which was developed by BioNTech in Germany, was granted emergency approval in the UK, USA, Canada, and other countries several days ago. It is therefore no surprise that political pressure has been growing in Europe in response to the obvious question, why a vaccine developed in Germany is not also available in the member states of the European Union. The regulatory authority in the EU is the European Medicines Agency, EMA, which has always favoured a safety-first policy. According to information received, the vaccine developed by BioNTech in Germany is set to be given the all-clear by the EMA on the 21st of December 2020, after which approval will be rubber-stamped by the EU Commission. Consequently, we can expect the rollout of the vaccine throughout the EU to commence on the 27th of December. The fact that the vaccination start date is 1 to 2 weeks later than in the countries mentioned above is immensely reassuring. The Salvagene SARS-CoV-2 Task Force strongly supports the EMA's stance and disapproves of the political pressure that has been applied by some European countries. The EMA will grant conditional approval for the BioNTech vaccine on the 21st of December, and will thus become the first authority anywhere in the world to go through the correct approval procedure and grant regular approval, in contrast to the other countries which have only granted emergency approval. The difference is twofold. Firstly, significantly more data is evaluated and reviewed in the course of the standard procedure as followed by the EMA. Secondly, and crucially for the consumer, manufacturers can be held liable in the event of damage to health. We consider both of these reasons to be of vital importance. Vaccine skepticism varies widely around the world, but is relatively high. The decisive factor determining whether the pandemic can be brought under control in 2021 will be vaccination take-up. It is therefore essential that the general public have confidence in these products. For us, this means that a vaccine must be approved in the correct way, that as much data as possible is evaluated, and, of course, that liability risks lie with the manufacturer. In regard to the emergency approval granted by the UK authorities, we think that this should not present a problem for that country, as it has one of the lowest vaccine skepticism rates in the world. And, as has already been shown, the British population has a reputation for being very disciplined in accepting the process. This is in contrast to the USA, where emergency approval in the case of such a sensitive matter as a vaccine will cause greater complications with liability issues, as vaccine skepticism is much higher there. There has also been criticism of the EU's purchasing strategy, as it now looks as there will not be enough doses to vaccinate the entire population. In fact, the EU has purchased volumes from a total of 6 manufacturers that just about cover the population. We do not see this as presenting a major problem, even though 2 of the 6 manufacturers have unrealistic prospects of being able to get their vaccine projects to the market in the coming year, 2021. Nonetheless, our task force estimates that the availability of vaccines from the different projects in 2021 will be in the approximate ratio of 1 to 1, i.e. enough for everyone in the EU to receive a full dose. Compared to the English-speaking countries of the world, Australia, USA, Canada and the UK, which have pre-ordered in ratios of between 3.5 and 6.0, the EU figure looks to be rather low. It implies that these countries have purchased many more times vaccine doses than their size of population would seem to merit. To receive an individual recommendation on vaccination, please contact your Salvagene consultant.